Sometimes, while building a strong democracy, we gotta use some strong language. So be warned.
Howdy, y'all. It's Ashley Chang.
And Becky Bullard.
Of the Ravel Podcast, bringing you a very special series, The Daily Democracy Challenge.
Each day for the 46 days leading up to the November 3rd election, we are giving you one impactful yet achievable thing you can do to flip Texas and hopefully elect our 46th president.
Get it? Like 46 days, 46th president.
Democracy nerds, assemble!
Okay, it's day 27. There's only 19 days left until the election because today is October 15th, but we're in the middle of the election already because totally. Early voting is here. We're middle of it.
And it's very exciting so far. I have people, family members from other states texting me being like, oh my gosh, look what is happening in Texas.
Becky and I have been talking about this a lot. Like, I can't believe how emotional I've been these past few days just watching all of the results come in. You know, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but it's pretty amazing what we're doing in Texas, despite all of the voter suppression efforts, despite all the confusion, despite concern around the pandemic. People are really turning out.
I feel like people are extra angry because of the very active voter suppression that's happening. They're like, oh yeah, fuck your voter suppression. I'm going to show up harder.
I know.
You have some stats, right, on the first day of voting and the amazing record turnout that happened?
Yes. So before the poll, should we just be honest? We don't always record these the day.
No.
Let's just be real here. It's really hard to do that. So sometimes we record them in clumps. But the first day of voting in Harris County, there were 128,000 voters and still counting on the very first day. So they've surpassed the entire state of Georgia's first day turnout.
That's wild.
The old record was 68,000.
They more than doubled the record. That's crazy.
That's incredible. Amazing. San Antonio reported more mail-in ballots were received in one day, which was 41,000. Then they received the entire 2016 general election.
What? In one
day? 38,000.
Yeah, I just got a full body chill.
Received. That's amazing.
There's more. Keep going.
All right. Lubbock County had a higher first day of early voting rate, if you scale for population, than Harris, Travis, and Dallas counties.
What?
That's amazing. Good for y'all out there in Lubbock County. Over 10,000 people voted in Lubbock County that first day of early voting. And there's 300,000 people in all of Lubbock County.
Whoa.
It's just, I can't even believe it. We surpassed 1 million votes in Texas on the first day of early voting. And we didn't report this back either, but Monday was a super fun million voter phone bank with Beto's Powered by People and all those fancy celebrity people. And we called, I think it was 2.9 million.
Their goal was 1 million and they got 2.9 million. That's amazing. That makes me feel better, actually, that I missed the two shifts that I signed up for that day because I was so busy putting together our ballot guide. And I felt bad about it. But then I was like, you know what? Other people can do this phone bank. This is something that like I can uniquely do for people here in Travis County, and I'm going to do it.
Absolutely. We were just talking about phone banking, actually. And, you know, we give you these events to do, and a lot of the times they're at really specific times. And Becky was just talking about how a lot of them are at night, which is, I know, hard for you.
Yeah, anything that's like between 5 and 8 p.m., I don't know if it's the same for all you other people out there that have young children. Oh, it's so hard. Anything between 5 and 8, I'm just like, why?
But if that's the case for you, it means there's a lot of voters out there who don't want to be called at that time. So hot tip, if you just go to one phone bank training at any point, a lot of times those same links stay open. So you can just talk to the organizer and ask if it's okay for you to use that link later at a time that's more convenient for you. Or like, I've gone to the phone bank trainings before. I've been able to call for like 15 minutes and then get pulled into work or whatever. And then I just log back in later. So usually the phone bank links are open from like 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for most campaigns. And you can just call whenever you want.
This is something I just learned from Ashley just before we hit record. And it blew my mind. And I was like, what? I never knew.
You can do whatever you want.
We're all still learning all the time, y'all.
Because if it's inconvenient, if it's an inconvenient event for you to attend, it totally means it's an inconvenient time for people to be called. Some people, you know, so we got to hit them at all times.
So true.
All right. But back to voting and the love of voting.
Yes, I mentioned our ballot guide, which was a labor of love between Ashley and I spent so long on it. You can find it on our website. We'll link to it in the show notes. We also, Ashley did an amazing TLDR version, which I had to explain.
You translate that phrase to me.
TLDR, for those of you who don't know that internet speak, it means it's short for too long, didn't read.
Which we get it. But in this case, it is useful for you to print out that ballot guide.
Yeah, it is, actually. And it's made my heart so happy. We've heard from so many people who not only shared the link to our ballot guide, but actually physically printed out several copies and handed them out to coworkers and friends and neighbors. And like,
it's amazing.
It's making me very happy. So if you would like to get your hot little hands on our ballot guide, we'll link to it in the show notes. You can find it on our social media at the Rabble TX. But we went all the way down the ballot as far as we could go for like Travis County generally. But Ashley and I were talking earlier about how I might have a tiny person here who wants to say something. Do you want to say something, Zaid? What do you want to say?
So wise words. We should just close the pod right there.
That's my 4-year-old. She wandered into my bedroom where I'm recording now. But the thing about ballots is they're so specific. Like, it would be impossible for us to be able to tell you every single thing that's on your ballot. So our advice to you is, even if you look at our ballot guide and it feels like...
I'll finish the sentence because I know where she's going with this. You should still definitely do your own research. And also because we have endorsements and, hey, maybe you won't agree with us. And that's totally cool, too. But we include a lot of the rationale behind those info on the candidates. We try to keep it really simple, what the seats are. But yeah, you should still do your research. We recommend going to vote411.org and you can look up your sample ballot just in case. And one tremendous example that Becky and I also just learned this week about a super down ballot race. So if you live in Precinct 4, which is in South Austin, you have at the very, literally the very, very bottom of your ballot a race for Barton Springs Edward Aquifer's director. And it's at the very bottom of the ballot, and it might not even be something you realize that you could vote on, but it's incredibly important because they make decisions about how the environment is protected and to make sure that we're conserving our water resources at the Edwards Aquifer. So our amazing producer, Mariah, actually alerted us to this race, and she has a really great Instagram IGTV about it. So we will link to that and share it on our social too.
Also, if anyone knows the name of a good babysitter, if you could just like send that my way. Oh, man. I think that's it for today. Yeah,
that's it. Let's let you go run wild with your baby.
Okay. See y'all tomorrow.
Right. Bye.